I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode. This is episode number 4. This is week number 3's coverage of the 3DFFL, the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. Guys, go follow us on Rumble at the name of the show. You can also follow us on Getter, Twitter, where else? True Social, Facebook, at 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. Any platform that you think that you have or that you know that you have, you can follow us there at Signs and Sports Podcast. So, guys, today we're going to talk about week 3. Thank you to everybody who tuned in again. Thank you to everybody who is here again. Guys, something bad happened this week. I don't know what happened. My team only managed to score 80 points. I'm devastated. The fact that I'm laughing through the devastation, you're welcome. You know, that way this episode isn't just completely the worst. But guys, my team only managed to put up 80 points. I don't know how. Dylan Turpin, who wants to smoke? Godfather, I was supposed to take care of it for you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out, you know, good win, 128-80. Let's talk about the matchup, guys. Guys, we're going to talk about week 3. We're going to talk about the matchups. We're going to talk about the 5 matchups. We're going to talk about the final standings projections. We're going to talk about the standings in Zone 3 and Zone D. And then, as you guys know, we're going to cover the league, DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. We're going to cover my personal fantasy football league, friends and family, guys. Stick around. At the end of the episode, we're going to play Invested by DIG. You can find that on Spotify. You can follow me at DIG on Spotify. In the first half of October, we got Invested, the music video coming out on Rumble. Guys, be prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? We got some dope shots. We got some dope visuals. If you follow the podcast like that, if you follow our content like that, follow us on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted and at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. And guys, you'll be able to catch anything and everything that we do because all of our pages, you know, work in tandem. So let's get to these matchups. Matchup number 1, we had the Signs and Sports Podcast and we had Who Wants to Smoke? Signs and Sports Podcast 80.6 and Who Wants to Smoke 128.2. The Signs and Sports Podcast had Jalen Hurts 19.8, Derrick Henry 2 points, Najee Harris 6.5 points, C.D. Lamb with 10 points, Mike Evans with 17. George Kittle wasted a game. I thought the fact that George Kittle gave me 16 finally, or gave me double digits finally, I thought that was an indicator of what was to come with my lineup. Unfortunately, it wasn't. You know, we got smoked this week. We only barely put up 80 points, guys. George Kittle with 16, Drake London, horrible decision in the flex, but it would never really made a difference to begin with. Drake London, 5 points. Dallas's defense with -2 with that upset, the Cardinals over the Dallas Cowboys. And Justin Tucker with 6 points. Who Wants to Smoke had Trevor Lawrence with 14. Bijan Robinson with 10. Alexander Mattison with 17. Devonta Smith with 6.8. Chris Olave with 18. Evan Ingram with 13.7, Zach Moss with 22.5, the Philadelphia defense and special teams with 14, and Jake Elliott with 11. That was Who Wants to Smoke taking down yours truly, the Signs and Sports Podcast, 128-80. The next matchup we have Team Gucci. We have the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 162. Team Gucci coming out with the win over the chosen one, 158. Team Gucci with Brock Purdy, 20.3 points. Travis Etienne, 17.8. Raheem Mostert with a big game, 45.2. Michael Pittman Jr. with 16.7. Zay Flowers with 13. Travis Kelce with 20. Tony Pollard with 15.1. Seattle's defense with 2. And Harrison Butker with 12. By the way, guys, shout out to Travis Kelce. Bill Belichick, a man of few words, managed to put into terms exactly how we all feel about Travis Kelce. He has made some huge catches in his career, but by far the biggest catch is Taylor Swift, guys. Let's go. I'm extremely, hold up. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times, you and I. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know what used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Just had to plug my girl Taylor real quick. Guys, we're huge Taylor Swift fans here. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, the memes have been golden. Everything about the relationship has been, you know, I didn't think that I would be that welcoming of Swifties, you know, participating in NFL discourse, but it hasn't been the worst thing. The memes have been great. I've been seeing fantasy football group pages just being popped in by Taylor Swift fans talking about, like, you know, Travis Kelce's 400% or, you know, 400,000 new Instagram followers or whatever the case may be. Us here at the podcast, we're all here for it, guys. We love it. You know, it brings something fun to the game. It's a nice contrast to Pat Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes. Now we got Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. You know, we're big fans of Brittany too. So big fans of Pat, big fans of Travis Kelce. Not big fans, but you know what I'm saying? We respect the game. Tony Pollard, 15.1, as I said, Seattle's defense 2, and Harrison Butker, 12. The Chosen One, 158.7. Lamar Jackson, 28 points. Dalvin Cook, 5.9. Javonte Williams, 8.5. Justin Jefferson, 28. A.J. Brown, 22. Hunter Henry, 3. Keenan Allen, 45.4. New York Jets defense, 2. And Tyler Bass with 15. The third matchup that we have Showtime Mary Williams, and we have Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, Miss Jen Knox. Mary Williams swiftly took care of the competition, 167 to 118, with Kirk Cousins doing 25.68, Josh Jacobs doing 11, DeAndre Swift doing 14.8, Ja'Marr Chase doing 26, Deebo Samuels doing 25.1, Jake Ferguson doing 9.8, Mike Williams doing 25.1, Kansas City's defense doing 12, and Evan McPherson doing 18 points. That was Showtime Mary Williams. Now we have Nate Peterman's hot dog stand with 118 points. We have Pat Mahomes matching Kirk Cousins, 25.68 points. We have James Cook, 13.2. Rashad White, 7.2. Garrett Wilson, 9.8. Patrick Nacua, 12.2. Tyler Higbee, 12.1. Breece Hall, 3.7. Buffalo's defense, 31 points. And Daniel Carlson, 4 points. That was Showtime Mary Williams taking down Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, 167 to 118. The fourth matchup that we got, guys, we got Godfather 100 going up against that team, Kenny Johnson. Godfather 100, one of the final remaining undefeated teams in the league, if not the, and also the highest scoring team in the league this week. Godfather 100 had Justin Herbert with 30 points, Joe Mixon with 14, Brian Robinson Jr. with 7, Tyreek Hill with 30, Devontae Adams with 42, Sam Laporte with 22, Nico Collins with 5.4, San Francisco's defense with 10, and Jake Moody with 12 points. That's a solid scoring roster for the week. That team, Kenny Johnson with 106 points, had Dak Prescott with 14.3, Ramondre Stevenson with 7.2, Jerome Ford with 19.1, DK Metcalf with 17.2, Amari Cooper with 24.6, Darren Waller with 5 points, Brandon Cooks with 3.7, Baltimore's defense with 7, and Riley Patterson with 8 points. Our final matchup, guys, for the 3D WFL week number 3. We have Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 86 points, falling to Lions fan Team No Smoke, 136 points. So shout out to him. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had Tua Tagovailoa with 28 points, Jahmyr Gibbs with 9 points, Jaylen Warren with 8 points, Stephon Diggs with 19, Calvin Ridley with 7, Hayden Hurst with 2, DJ Moore with 13, Jacksonville's defense with negative 4, and Cameron Dicker with 3 points. Lions fan Team No Smoke had 21 points for Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey had 23, Kyren Williams had 8.5, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 19.6, Brandon Ayuk with 0 points, TJ Hawkinson with 13.8, Kenneth Walker III with 30 points, Cleveland's defense with 14, and Youngway Koo with 6 points. That was the final matchup for Week 3, the Week 3 recap of the 3D WFL, guys. What we are going to do next is we are going to go to the standings and we're going to look to see how the league stands at the current moment. In Zone 3, guys, we have Godfather 100 and Who Wants to Smoke, both 3-0 in their division. The final two teams, the final two undefeated teams in the league. We have the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, Team Gucci, and that team, Kenny Johnson, all 1-2 in Zone 3. So we have Godfather 3-0, Who Wants to Smoke 3-0, the Chosen One 1-2, Team Gucci 1-2, and that team 1-2. In Zone D, we have the Signs and Sports Podcast 2-1, Showtime Mary Williams 1-2, Lions Fan Team No Smoke 1-2, Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand 1-2, and Rub-A-Dub Chubb 1-2. Well, I'm not mad at that. I'm leading my division 2-1 by one game. Everything could swing next week, as everybody knows. Godfather and Who Wants to Smoke are sitting a little more comfortable over there with 2 games on everybody, except for me. Things could either get really bad, guys, or things could get a lot closer after this week. It's going to be interesting seeing what week 4 brings. We will talk about the matchups for next week after we talk about the final standings projections. But Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. We have trending up Who Wants to Smoke trending up 5 spots. And we have Team Gucci trending up 4 spots. We have Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand trending down 6 spots. Expected to finish number 1, we have Godfather. Expected to finish number 2. We have Who Wants to Smoke, expected to finish number 3. We have Lions Fan Team No Smoke, expected to finish number 4. We have the Signs and Sports Podcast, expected to finish number 5. We have Team Gucci, expected to finish number 6. We have the Chosen One, expected to finish number 7. We have Showtime Mary Williams, expected to finish number 8. We have that team, Kenny Johnson, expected to finish number 9. Miss Jen Knox, Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand. And expected to finish number 10, we have Michael McMahon, Rub-A-Dub Chubb. Those were the final standings projections, guys. The final thing that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the matchups for this week coming up. We have the Signs and Sports Podcast going up against Rub-A-Dub Chubb. We have Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand going up against Team Gucci. We have Who Wants to Smoke going up against Godfather. That is going to be game of the week right there. That's going to be what everybody is watching. All eyes are going to be on the final two undefeated teams in the league, guys. Who Wants to Smoke and Godfather 100 are going to be battling it out for the final undefeated spot in the league after week 4. Somebody will go home 4-0 and somebody will go home 3-1. Believe me. Trust me. I would much rather go home 4-0. So, guys, good luck. We can't wait to see the outcome of that game. We can't wait to see what happens in week 4. And we cannot wait to talk to you guys again on the next episode of the 3D WFL recap, guys. Thank you for tuning in again. As you guys know, you can follow us anywhere at Signs and Sports Podcast. As you guys know, you can follow me anywhere at Design Individually Gifted, at Design I Gifted, or at DIG. You can also stick around, and we are going to play Invested by DIG at the end of this episode. And guys, if you don't want to stick around, keep an eye on Rumble, keep an eye on Facebook, because we are going to be dropping the Invested official music video on Rumble in October. We'll also drop the link on Facebook, Twitter, you know, etc. But you guys let us know, you know, how we're doing to this point in the season. This is week 4 that we're going into. This is the 4th episode, and we're going to do 20 episodes, so we're still, you know, we still got 16 to go. Just thinking about that, I'm like, 16 more episodes already. We're with it. You guys, anybody who would like to get on the show, anybody who would like to, you know, comment, you know, trash talk, critique, you know, any kind of feedback, advice, entertainment aspect, whatever the case may be, guys, let us know in the group chat. You're more than welcome to send a voice memo, type comments, whatever the case may be. Or you can get on live, you know what I mean? And we can give you guys a call or you know what I mean? We can interview you guys live on the show. So you guys just let us know what you would like to do, how you would like to do it. If any opportunities are able to come from what we can provide or offer, you know, we're here for the community. So thank you for tuning in. Stick around for the song. If you don't, tune in on Facebook to the music video. We'll see you on the next one, guys. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. On the other side of this ad break, we're going to talk about The League, DIG's personal family friends league. If you guys want to check it out, we'll talk about it on the other side of this break. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there. Now back to the show.
Alrighty, guys, we're back. This is the week 3 recap of The League. DIG's the D to the 3 and D personal family friends football fantasy football league. Guys, we're going to talk about the 4 matchups. As everybody knows, we have 8 people in this league. We like to keep it exclusive. We like to keep it, you know, competitive amongst people that we see or talk to every day. You know, so this one excites me because it's people that I see every day or talk to every day. eight matchups we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the returning champ, Team Bro Dog. We're going to talk about the historic hangover. We're going to talk about Marco's redemption. We're going to talk about, you know, Strange Animals looking for his second ring in the league. We're going to talk about Design Gifted dropping a 50 burger on the reigning champ. You know what I'm saying? Guys, there's so much to talk about. But we're going to condense it into a 10-15 minute segment like we do so well. And at the end of this episode, as you guys know, you can hear Invested, produced by Chach with the Heat, by Design Individually Gifted. You can find that on Spotify at DIG. You will find tracks like Invested, I'm Just Saying, Really Really, Mr. Nice Guy, Toxic, Sipping Champagne, you know, and a plethora more that are coming and on the way. You know what I'm saying? Such as No Shine, Madonna, Baddest. You know what I'm saying? So we got plenty, guys. Plenty of stuff in store. Plenty of stuff coming. We can't wait to show you guys. We can't wait to put it onto Nonstop is coming as well. And we got a music video for Nonstop. And we got the music video for Invested. It's gonna be a hot winter, guys. It's gonna be a hot fall. You know what I'm saying? So we're doing hot boy things in the fall. So all right, guys. We got Team Bro Dog, the first matchup, 99 points, going up against Design Gifted, 149 points, 50 burger, Justin Fields with 10 points, Kenneth Walker III with 30 points, CeeDee Lamb with 10 points, Tyreek Hill with 30 points, Kyle Pitts with 8.7, Raheem Mostert with 45, Patrick Queen with 12 points, Dallas' defense with 2 points, and Cameron Dicker with 3 points. I wish I had Tyreek Hill in the 3DFFL, I'm not going to lie. I wish I had Tyreek Hill. Dude is doing historic things, guys. Let's just check out what he's doing up until this point. The number one receiver in football. You know, dude is a must start. He is matchup proof. He is everything. He is a set and forget. He is everything that you would want in a fantasy football player. 15 targets week 1, 9 targets week 2, 11 targets week 3. 11 catches week 1, 5 catches week 2, 9 catches week 3, 215 yards and 2 touchdowns week 1, 40 yards and 1 touchdown week 2, and 157 yards and 1 touchdown week 3. Keep in mind that the 5 catch, 40 yard, and 1 touchdown game was against New England and Bill Belichick. So, Tyreek Hill doing crazy things this year, going for 2,000 yards receiving. Will be crazy if he does it. Will be insane if he manages to do that. Team Bro Dog has had Geno Smith 15.4, Derrick Henry 2 points, Jamar Chase with 26, Tutu Atwell with 17.2, Darren Waller with 5, Matt Stafford with 11.5, Bobby Wagner with 5, New England's defense with 11, and Justin Tucker with 6 points. So guys, the streak continues of the third week in a row, the most historic hangover in the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast history, in the league history. Team Bro Dog going on his third week, 0-3, 3 consecutive straight losses, and 3 consecutive straight weeks where he has not scored 100 points. How long will it continue? Will he score 100 points next week? Continue tuning in. Does the historic hangover end next week? Does it continue to, you know what I mean, landslide down the hillside? We will find out. So you guys tune in next week and y'all find out what happens with the historic hangover and Team Bro Dog. Next matchup that we have, guys, we have Sleeper Nation making a comeback, winning his second game on the year, 133 over To Infinity and Bijan, 121. This one was a battle. We had Pat Mahomes with 25.6 for Sleeper Nation. Brian Robinson Jr. with seven points. Mike Evans with 17. George Pickens with 11.5. Travis Kelce with 19.9. Kirk Cousins with 25.6. Micah Parsons with 7. New York's defense with 2. And Evan McPherson with 18 points. To Infinity and Bijan had Brock Purdy with 20 points, Bijan Robinson 10 points, Deebo Samuel, 25.1. Calvin Ridley, 7 points. TJ Hawkinson, 13.8. Jahmyr Gibbs, 9.2. Earl Jones, Los Angeles Rams like linebacker. It's actually Ernest Jones. It's a good thing I opened the, you know, his player profile. Cleveland's defense with 14 and Harrison Butker with 12. So that was a good matchup between Sleeper Nation and 2Infinity and Bijan. Sleeper Nation getting his second win on the year and 2Infinity and Bijan falling to 1-2. Watts on Wax Off takes on Team Quater Tots. Team Quater Tots taking her first victory on the year. 159-122. Watts on Wax Off had Deshaun Watson with 21. Travis Etienne with 17.8. Chris Olave with 18.4. T. Higgins with 4.1. Evan Engram with 13.7. Tony Pollard 15 points. Roquan Smith with 14 points. New Orleans defense and special teams with 9 points, and Graham Gano with 9 points. That was Watts on Wax Off, 122.26. Team Quater Tots, 159.4, had Jalen Hurts with 20 points, Josh Jacobs with 11, Stephon Diggs with 20, AJ Brown with 22, George Kittle with 16, Tua Tagovailoa with 28, TJ Edwards with 17, Philadelphia's defense with 14, and Brandon Aubrey with 11 points. That was Team Quater Tots 159, taking down Watts on Wax Off for her first win of the year. In matchup number 4, we had undoubtedly matchup of the week. We have Strange Animals 189.5 versus Team No Fines Please 182.8. A staggering offensive explosion in week 3 by the two teams, by the two rosters, by the two lineups, by the two owners. Guys, this one was insane. At one point, I think Team No Fines Please was 40, 30, 50 points behind. So for it to end up being that close, Team No Fines Please has a pretty sturdy squad over there. Okay, so that I will say. A lot better than Mr. Historic Hangover over there. So, Strange Animals, shout out for bouncing back this week with 190 points. The top scoring team in the league this week. Lamar Jackson with 28.18 for Strange Animals. Christian McCaffrey, 23 points. Justin Jefferson with 28. Amon Ross St. Brown with 20 points. Hunter Henry with 3.7. Justin Herbert with 30 points in the OP. Frank Aluakon with 14 points. Buffalo's defense with 31. And Jake Moody with 12 points. What a lineup, man. What a lineup. And then Team No Fines Please. Josh Allen, 21 points. Joe Mixon, 14 points. Devontae Adams, 42 points. Keenan Allen with 45 points. Mark Andrews with 7.5. Trevor Lawrence with 14.3. Zaire Franklin with 17 points, San Francisco's defense with 10 points, and Jake Elliott with 11 points. That was game of the week, Strange Animals 189.5, taking down Team No Fines Please 182.8. So that was the final matchup, guys. Let's go to the standings, and let's find out how the league shook up and how the league is shaking out this week. In the East, in Candyland, we have Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera, and 2Infinity and Bijan, both tied 2-1 in first place. We have Team Quater Tots, and we have Watts on Wax Off, both 1-2, tied in third place in Candyland. And in the West, in Boomtown, we have Strange Animals and Team No Fines Please, tied with Design Gifted 2-1. And we have the most historic hangover in fantasy football. The league history. We have Brandon Salinas 0-3, yet to get his first win. Will he get his first win next week? That is what we all want to see, is it not? So, that is how Candyland and Boomtown shake out so far. You know, I kind of like the fact that those names ended up being kind of, you know what I mean? Like, The West is throwing down every year. In the East, you have your two heavy hitters, maybe three. But in the West, it's like everybody is liable to be the best team in the league. You know what I mean? So my challenge to the East is step it up, get with it. Marco is leading y'all's division, and he just got here. You know what I'm saying? That says a lot about To Infinity and Bijan, Team Quater Tots and Watson Wax Off. Understandably, everybody is in other leagues. Everybody has other commitments. You know, I can only imagine. But don't allow yourself to lose on air now. Don't allow yourself to lose on radio now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, good luck, everybody. You hear my chair? God damn it. throwing everything off at the end of the episode. We're trying to finish this thing up. But guys, we're going to talk about the final standings projections, and then we're going to talk about the matchups for week four. And then we're going to close out this episode with DIG Invested, produced by, guys, I said it was produced by Chots with the Heat. I lied. It's produced by Rye Low. You know what I'm saying? True Rye Low. So Invested by DIG, produced by True Rye Low, at the end of this episode. Two more small segments, and then we'll get to it. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll wrap this thing up, and we'll call it an episode four. We'll call it a week three. And then we'll wait patiently to the end of this week, find out how everything goes. By the way, I grabbed CJ Stroud off of the I'm so random, bro. I swear to God. But anyways, I grabbed CJ Stroud. We'll see how next week goes. And now let's get into the final standings projections, okay? Fantasy trends presented by Snickers. We got trending up, Design Gifted trending up three spots, Sleeper Nation trending up two spots, and To Infinity and Bijan trending up two spots. Shout out to that name, the best name in the league this year, To Infinity and Bijan. It's even fun to say. So shout out to Noe Diaz, shout out to Notorious Streams, and shout out to RM3, Mr. 2K. Guys, everybody, RM3 is halfway through the year. That is Falfurrias, Texas high school running back, senior season, number 23 for the Falfurrias jerseys. 1,000 yards halfway through the year, coming off of a 2,000-yard rushing season last year, will be the first person in Falfurrias history to ever rush for 2,000 yards back-to-back. Can't wait. We're sending our, you know what I'm saying? We're sending our T's and P's and prayers and thoughts with RM3 and his family. Shout out to Notorious. That's his younger brother. Can't wait to see what he does at the next level, where he goes. You know, maybe Tamuk is looking out. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? We'll make that drive. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I think he can do better for what I'm worth. He's going to end up, you know, somewhere better. My chair, bro, messing everything up. I'm scatterbrained right now. But okay, projections, final standing projection. Projected to finish first, we have Team No Fines Please. Projected to finish second, we have Strange Animals. That is a dangerous 1-2 up there, I'll tell you what. Projected to finish number 3, we have Sleeper Nation. Number 4, we have To Infinity and Bijan. Number 5, we have Design Gifted. Number 6, we have Team Quater Tots. Number 7, we have Watson Wax Off. And number 8, we have The Historic Hangover by Team Bro Dog. Number 8, bro. Nothing is more satisfying than winning, Team Bro Dog. Well, almost nothing. Go grab you a Snicker, because maybe that's what your team needs, because you do not seem like yourself. So, everybody, that was the final standings projections. Now, we are going to talk about matchups for week 4. We got Design Gifted and To Infinity and Bijan. We got Team Bro Dog looking for his first win against the comeback kid, Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera. Will Marco continue his, you know, stellar start to his first fantasy football season, going 3-1 over Team Bro Dog? Or will Team Bro Dog get his first victory over and stunt that momentum that Sleeper Nation is trying to build? That's going to be probably the story to watch next week, is the Historic Hangover. Does it continue? Does it stop? Matchup number 3, we have Team No Fines Please and Wax On, Wax Off. That should be relatively easy. But as you guys know, anything can happen in fantasy football. Small disclaimer. And then with the final matchup, we have the Battle of the Signs household. We have Strange Animals and Team Quater Tots. This will be probably game of the week right here. This is going to be the one that we're going to be... Yeah, that is probably going to be game of the week. And then the one to watch is going to be the historic hangover and Marco Cabrera looking to continue his momentum. So those are the matchups for week four, guys, that we can expect to see, we can expect to watch. Now, we are down to the end of the episode. There is nothing left to cover other than the fact that, you know, we got to listen to this song. This is D.I.G. Invested, produced by True Rye Low. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode. You can listen to this track if you like it on Spotify at D.I.G. Check out the other music that we got there. Check out True Rye Low on Spotify, True JB, Tone G, Chach with the Heat, and Merc. I guarantee you guys, you won't be disappointed. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to my team, my gifted team on Facebook, all the girls that, you know, help me promote and manage and market, you know, the true page and anything DIG. Thank you. Guys, let's get to the entertainment aspect. This is DIG, Invested, produced by True Rilo.
Build a network, then we bring investment. We the product in my city, we don't miss a message. Bringing peace to the hopeless, God protect my blessings. It's a letter to my city, love, I'm so invested.
It's Rilo on the beat.
Hey yo, what the fuck?
Shit been getting to me, it feels like a long time. A lot of sacrifice on my rhymes, they like fine wine. And bet my baddie gonna age even better. Just spent 150,000 on our jewelry together. You see the shiny rocks? Yeah, Johnny dang the wristwatch. She said, Rilo, yo, this shit hot, don't stop. Gonna get her girls on this one, when does it drop? And run them numbers up, cause mama need a wristwatch. Need that upgrade from the G-Shock. Pretty girl from TikTok, let the beat drop. Now she dancing in the G-spot. Tell me when the beat stop, D.I.G. Chach. Feeling like a beat star on these beats. Wrong. For the team, for the city, we flow with perfection. Making moves, build a network with all these connections. Build a network, then we bring investment. We the product in my city, we don't miss a message. Bringing peace to the hopeless, God protect my blessings. It's a letter to my city, love, I'm so invested. Build a network, then we bring investment. We the product in my city, we don't miss a message. Bringing peace to the hopeless, God protect my blessings. It's a letter to my city, love, I'm so invested. My lady brought a plate of chicken and some fettuccine. I swear on everything the way I think I'm always dreaming. Daydreaming, stay scheming, same team and everything we do, the same reason. Change seasons, broke days to these rich days. All paid, me and all the homeboys chilling at the Met crazy. Got my Pinot, got that Robert Mondavi. I got my red carpet swag on and nobody saw me, but goddamn, always hoping they saw me, especially all the bad bitches. I was scope at the party, but now my phone filled with digits. I think one of them Cardi, but hola habla my manana. She just want me, she hardly don't know my name, but she love me. My bitch love the way I sing, so I told her make this money for the team. In the field, she gon' play the MVP. She the GM, so she gotta get a ring. I want her whole team. Build a network, then we bring investment. We the product in my city, we don't miss a message. Bringing peace to the hopeless, God protect my blessings. It's a letter to my city, love, I'm so invested. Build a network, then we bring investment. We the product in my city, we don't miss.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E. Hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D.I.G., J.B., Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with The Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports. Signs in Sports Marketing Agency. Tune in to DayOneVibes.com, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. DayOneVibes.com, www.DayOneVibes.com. To be featured on DayOneVibes.com, direct message any member of The Realest Underground Entertainment Music Group, DIG, Designed Individually Gifted, Rylo, Ryan Lopez on Facebook, Tony G, Tone G, Josh Baez on Facebook, JB, Mario Chavera, Chach with the Heat, Hector Lopez, Merculation. Get at your boys. Make sure that you get featured on the hottest, newest website out of Falfurrias, Texas. Make sure to do your thing, do your thing, do your thing.